Hey everybody, it's Katieosaurus, and when we say that sometimes things in our lives get left to the last minute, what I'm about to tell you is going to be perhaps one of the most last minute things we've ever done. But so it turns out that we've been nominated for the People's Choice Podcast Awards. So it's the 26th right now, and apparently you have until the 31st of July to vote. Now, I want to be really clear. I don't think anything is going to come of it this year. But, you know, it's an honor to be nominated. And so what we would love for you to do is, if you are interested in taking a couple minutes of your time to support Infinite Quest and getting Eric and I a shiny, shiny trophy, head on over to podcastawards.com. You do have to sign up. You have to like put in your email, and I know it's a pain in the ass. But again, we really want that shiny trophy. So we also put a link to it on our website, and we're also going to link to it on the Discord. Again, this is a very like fly by the seat of our pants sort of situation, but I just think it's very funny that this has happened. So yeah, if you're interested, podcastawards.com. We've been nominated in the education category only. So look in the C's for Katie and Eric's Infinite Quest. That is all. Here's the regular show. Okay, bye! Hi everybody, it's me, Katieosaurus.
Hey, and it's me, Hey Good.
And welcome back to ADHD&D, the live adventure, part the second. Faster
indeed...
and Furiouser and the Chamber of Secrets.
Too fast.
Electric Boogaloo.
Too fast, too electric boogaloo. This is a continuation of our most recent captive audience series that we played live at PlayOnCon. So, we start where we left off. Plumkin and Helvetica are entering the ring of a large wrestling match. And, the rest is self-explanatory in that it makes no sense at all, so.
It's fantastic. And if you are interested in supporting our mission of advocacy and education for mental health and neurodivergency, you can do that over at patreon.com/infinitequest. Also, if you're interested in supporting our mission of playing terrible D&D, you can do that by visiting patreon.com/infinitequest. Snuck it in there.
That's a good sell, Katie.
Thank you.
Solid sell.
Thank you.
Without further ado, here is Captive Audience D&D Captive Audience Part 2.
Eric is a liar. Before we start, we just wanted to let you know that our tour schedule is updated our website, which is infinitequestpodcast.com. We have all of the tour dates listed, and there's a lot, actually, now. So, transition! Gotcha.
Welcome, 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 one and all!
Hey! Oh God, that doesn't get old.
That was so enthusiastic.
Can you guys do that to me every morning,
yeah,
please?
Can we just get like one more?
No.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
So, hey folks, welcome to our show this afternoon. This is Katie and Eric's Infinite Quest Presents ADHD&D Live Captive Audience Part 2. You'll find your handcuffs under your seats, and remember, you can request a blindfold for no extra charge. But in all seriousness, this is a D&D live play show. My name is Chris, he, him, and I will be your dungeon master.
Woo!
As such, I'm going to ask that you join me now, as many of you did last night, in the ADHD&D live show pledge, with your right hand raised and your mage hands on this player's handbook. Repeat after me.
I swear
that I am here to have fun.
That I am here to have fun.
And that even if Chris fudges some of the rules, that I will continue to sit and laugh and enjoy the show. Without being a stupid, stinking rules lawyer. Good. That's out of the way. That's legally binding. I will sue if anyone tries to. We're going to play for about an hour, with part three happening tomorrow. Same time, same place. Award warning. I've scripted this adventure to be a little bit more on the PG-13 side of the spectrum. But I don't want to make any guarantees about what might slip from any of our adult mouths. Eric, I'm looking at you. So if your discretion is advised, we're all adults here, so I'm not going to pretend like this matters. So, but we're going to try to keep it family for friendly for whoever might be watching elsewhere.
Hi, live streams.
Hi, live streams.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Apologies in advance.
Also be advised that there may be times, there will be times, where I'm going to seek out an audience volunteer or two. So when this happens, just be aware that I am not going to do anything, we're not going to do anything, to try and make you uncomfortable through either word or action. And if something happens that you find yourself in that place, feel free to let us know. As I am Chris, and this is Katie and Erickson of InnoQuest, you might already know or be able to assume the identities of my play partners here on stage.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
But,
even with that joke, I'm joined tonight by Katie and Eric themselves. Feel free to introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Eric.
Yeah, you first.
See, that was funny. That was a funny little twist.
Because that's not your name.
It's not.
It's my name.
It's not. It's your name. We're off to a really good start. It's quality content that they come for. Hi, everybody, I'm Kate, she, they, and I'm going to just keep clapping right into the microphone.
Thanks.
It's really great.
I have to listen to that.
I'm going to be playing Helvetica, a tiefling cleric, who is joined by her best friend, I don't even know what to call Blumkin.
Platonic life partner.
Platonic life partner, yeah. Blumkin.
And I'm Eric Good, also known as Hey Good on all the things, he, him. I am the co-host of Katie and Eric's Infinite Quest, where we talk about adult life with ADHD. We also play D&D sometimes, because it just has taken over every part of my life at this point. And I play Blumkin, spelled with no P, because you can't say Blumkin with a P on Twitch. You gotta spell it differently. Sorry for the Google search you're about to do later tonight. And he is a half-orc barbarian, 16 years of age.
Yes, which is an adult for a half.
Which is an adult, and he's very happy about that.
Yes.
He wants people to know that he's still an adult.
We hope that you have fun with us this afternoon, and if you do, that you'll join us again tomorrow. That said, we know there's a lot of fun activities here at PlayOnCon, and thank you guys so much for having us. So if you're unable to join, we understand. But if you like what you see here, we hope you will consider following our podcast, Infinite Quest, as a top 50 mental health podcast focused on life with ADHD and other neurodivergency, and is host to our ongoing ADHD and D campaign. If you missed last night or have to miss tomorrow, don't fret. We'll be posting recordings from all three parts of Captive Audience there.
Eventually!
Hey! When we get around to it.
So, without further ado, previously on ADHD and D, the main campaign, the Tiefling Cleric, Helvetica, and half-orc barbarian, Blumkin, have been agents of the Anomaly Detect Hunt Decommission Neutrality Division for about as long as they can remember. Unfortunately, they can't seem to remember very far. The ADHD&D is a covert organization tasked with study, procurement, and containment of anomalies, people, creatures, objects, or places that defy our comprehension of both science and magic. Anomalies can be anything from a cup that never empties to a rock that tastes like fruit, or
no.
A talking unicorn like Helvetica and Blumkin's good friend and companion, Tony, designate T-U-N-E, talking unicorn, neutral evil.
Sorry, Chris, what are the rocks that taste like fruit called? I don't know.
They are called fruity pebbles.
They're called fruity pebbles. All right, guys, let me make
sure. Boo this man, boo.
They are identical to stones in every way except when you put them in the mouth. They taste like
they're
fruit.
That's true. Don't eat rocks, everybody. Just want to put that clear. Please don't start putting rocks in your mouth. That's what Blumkin did, and it's become a whole problem.
Yep. Only recently returned to active duty, we now join them on one of their hunts. And for a moment, the world is dark. It's black.
No, absolutely.
And then you see the words clear as day. Previously on ADHD and D, captive audience. A flash of Blumkin mid-performance on Havenloft's Got Talent.
Oh, fuck.
Ave Maria.
A flash of Helvetica and Blumkin investigating the body on Claw and Order.
Looks
ADHD
like when you ooze, crack a white claw, you lose.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thank you.
And in a flash of Helvetica and Blumpkin finding themselves walking through a large arch portal at the end of a long runway in what appears to be a giant arena. Music and sirens flare as lights swirl and strobe.
No, 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 no.
The crowd goes wild at your arrival. Both dressed abnormally, wild, colorful costumes befitting your wrestling personas, Helvetica Blumpkin. Who are your wrestling alter egos?
I am the Skidmark.
You gotta do it again now.
I am the Skidmark. After Chipotle, I'll be there. After a particularly large Thanksgiving dinner, I'll be there. Bring your Tide Pods today, cause I'm gonna flush ya.
What's Stephen Blumpkin's voice?
Oh, should I? That was.
Yeah, good luck. Okay. Follow that. Good luck.
And I am Helvetica, but with two L's this time.
Cause it's hell, like hell.
Helvetica.
I got and that last night. Do you remember?
It's true.
I thought about it.
And I'm ready. What was his name?
The dancing devil.
Yeah, and I'm ready to send the dancing devil back to whence he came in a Faustian bargain. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. All right. Well, it's all in fun, isn't it? Yes, thank you.
Helvetica, everybody knows you're smart. You can stop doing the cool library references.
Wait, okay? I just wanted to get like one really good Mephistopheles joke in.
Oh, yeah, that's a good meth. What?
Yes. At the end of the runway is a large open area with a square ring in the center of it. Waiting within the ring, you recognize two colorfully dressed individuals.
Boo!
The lion, Akfuch Rokinya.
Bless you.
Translated as wrestle ring Ronda.
Wrestle ring.
And a slender but spry half elf dressed in a fiery colors, who you know is Dante Diablo, the dancing devil.
Oh, that's a good kind of devil.
Tony's voice bellows from the announcer stand. And now for our title match for the One World Wrestling Tag Team title. The crowd goes wild as you rush to the ring. Your opponents brace for battle. Roll initiative.
I didn't bring dice.
God damn it, Eric.
I didn't bring dice.
This is D&D, man. Okay. Well, I got a 2.
Ha!
Hold on.
That's what you get.
I brought spare dice because I knew you were going to do this.
You didn't add your modifier, Katie. Katie got a 4. I got 19. This is my 9th D&D session ever. How am I calling out on your initiative?
It's true. Look at this.
I know.
Always bring a spare. Here you go. I cursed.
What did I roll?
It's cool, Eric. I brought another spare.
You know me.
It's okay. I knew there was going to be a psych gag.
Right. 19 and 4. Respectively.
19 and 4.
It's okay. It's like a tag team, but we're standing very far away from each other. Yeah.
We had to run across. Helvetica, I'm tagging in!
As you race down, you find Ronda is already like in the ring, like circling around. Dante is in his corner, ready for the tag. Blumpkin, you get down to the ring first. You sort of like dive in.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And like you're
too late.
Yep, there you go.
We get one.
Yep. And Helvetica, you sort of like toddle along.
I'm wearing very flowing robes. Like, they're very elaborate. There's a lot of sequins. There's like embroidery on the back. There's like devil horns and stuff.
Blumpkin.
And I'm just like, I'm just trying to keep it clean. There's a lot of people. They're like high fiving me and stuff. There's a lot of high fives.
Blumpkin sees Helvetica toddling along and just goes, God damn it, and runs back. And he like takes some of like all of her robes and garments and just sort of makes like a sack out of it. And then he runs up with Helvetica like in front of him, like, come on, Helvetica.
We'll see how this technique pays off.
It's gonna work out great, Tony. You have a little faith, okay?
So you get in the ring and Ronda is squared off against you and Blumpkin. You get the initiative drop on Ronda.
Alright, Helvetica, I'm gonna...
Can you please put me down?
No, I'm gonna swing.
Alright.
I'm gonna swing.
Wait, no,
okay?
Alright,
here it's gonna happen.
It's a weapon, Blumpkin. We talked about this.
What?
Alright.
When did we talk about this? Oh, yeah.
Carrying the sacked up Helvetica into the ring. What is going on here?
Alright, that's right. We did talk about this after that one Thanksgiving. I remember that.
How's your foot, by the way?
It's great.
Is it good? All right, hold on. I'm going to put you down real quick. All right. And I, like, make sure I get her out. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then I look around the ring immediately, and I'm looking for things on the floor. Can I roll perception, see if I see anything on the floor of the ring?
Sure.
Rocks, 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 shiny rocks. 19.
There is not shiny rocks in the ring, but there is.
Excuse me, dirty 22.
You see sticking out from, like, underneath the, like, bottom of the
oh god.
Ring.
Oh god! Packet. Oh god! Oh no!
There's a chair.
All right, so I grab the chair because I grab the chair.
Oh my god, he's got a chair!
Tony, I found a chair! That's how I'm gonna use it to kill this person. Oh, I mean, maim them. That's what I'm gonna do. I open it up so that it's open, and I say, Helvetica, here, hold on. You hold this in.
Oh,
and
all right.
We, like, do a little swingy thing, and we go, Helvetica, on three. Ready?
Okay, ready.
One. Three.
Oh, all right.
Oh. And we throw the chair at
just like
roll,
into the ring.
Roll an attack roll.
what's my thing? 12.
So the chair just sort of
teamwork.
Like, you
teamwork.
Throw it at Rhonda, and she looks confused.
Me too, Rhonda.
What? And like steps out of the way of it and clatters, and she like. Then, like, picks it up and folds it up and just rushes you with it.
And
that's 19 hit.
Oh,
actually, 25.
Oh my god, she's got a chair!
She just takes it. But here's the thing. As she, like, goes in, she, like, catches you across the back with it.
Oh no!
But you can tell that she, like... She whacks you with it and then pulls the punch.
Oh, Rondi!
4 damage from the chair.
Okay.
Rondi, I sense a friendship.
All right, can I roll?
Along for Blumpkin.
All right, Helvetica watches this happen.
And,
You good?
Yeah.
Helvetica watches this happen, and she watches Rhonda pull the hit. Can Helvetica roll an investigation check to, like, look and see, like, what she sees going on, like, in the audience?
Sure.
Okay. So 17.
Okay, I mean, you can, the audience is fairly dark. I mean, most of the lights are focused on the stage.
Right, but are there, like, actual people?
You actually do see, like, people.
Oh, okay. So there are people, like, trapped in this realm with us.
It's like the TVA. 17, you struggle to make sense of what you're seeing because as you're looking out across this crowd, you don't see bleachers.
Okay.
You don't actually see, like, a stadium. You see people seemingly, like, suspended at different heights around you, but you don't see, like, there are clearly people there and they're clearly watching you.
Can I roll an insight check to see if I know anything about, like, projection magic?
with a
massive throat bubble.
Let me just.
Can I roll a perception check to find out where that throat bubble came from?
Do an arcana check.
All right.
While that is happening.
It's a 19.
All right.
You get the strong sense that, like, there is some illusory magic going on.
Okay. All right. All right.
You can't quite figure out what that is.
Okay. All right.
And while part of what happens is, like, while this is happening, Dante, the dancing devil, like, is across from you, and you see him, like, run his fingers across his face, and all of a sudden his fingers, like, light up with fire, and he throws some of them across the ring at you.
Helvetica, watch out for that guy's fingers! Can you teach me how to do that later, by the way?
Does a 23, I'm sensing a 23 probably.
That will hit.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, that's a 10.
Two of the little fire darts hit you for a total of 5.
Hellish Rebuke, bitch! Helvetica, and she it's like unnecessarily like Wolverine, and just like fucking fire comes out, and she goes, time for you, ka-cha, to do the dance macabre, which is another sort of devil reference.
Helvetica, you're smart.
I know. I spent like 4 hours writing these. I'm sorry, Duncan. All right. So then it's gonna have a reaction. The creature that damaged you is momentarily surrounded by hellish flames. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Bitch.
That does not go well for him.
Okay, so it's gonna be 2d10, which I'm just gonna roll it. I know which one is a d10. You guys, shut
it's
up.
It's the one with 10 sides.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, that's a 3 and an 8.
Ooh, you watch. He's 11. He had been wearing a fiery robe, but he switched down to like just a little fiery speedo.
Oh.
And like suddenly it's like he's wearing the fiery robe again, but it's like on him and he's like, oh my god! What the? What in the?
Sorry.
He like he literally like falls off the edge of the ring and starts like rolling around. Rhonda seems very distracted by this and very distressed by this.
Helvetica, how long have you been able to do? Remember that time I forgot my speedo at the water park?
I do.
Why didn't you do that? That guy looks cool as hell. Come on.
Having done that, Rhonda sort of. It's back to your turn, actually.
Yeah, goddamn right it is.
She just knocked you in the
back with a chair. Well, funnily enough, you know that scene in The Incredibles after Mr. Incredible has the kink in his back and the machine like pulls him and he goes, and all of a sudden he's like better. You know that famous movie, The Incredibles, that came out 20 years ago. Hot off the press topical reference I just made.
Yes, absolutely.
That kind of happens, which I kind of go, and I'm like, oh god. But rather than attack her, I turn around with my new height and go,
wait, so...
Mac, you are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my entire life. And I say, may I? And I attempt I ask for the chair, for her to hand me the chair.
What?
Make a persuasion check.
Come on. Come on.
What is happening?
12. Come on, Rhonda.
She looks at you and reaches out for you, and then she grabs like your hand and like throws you towards one of the one of the ropes, and like
what am I doing?
Sends you flying to the ropes. She runs and
hello.
Toward the other end, bounces off of it. You hear Tony go, "Oh man, it's time for the ring of stinger!" And she like comes back and she just hamstrings you.
Blumpkin,
hard.
The whole time Blumpkin is outstretched, waiting for that hug.
Yeah,
he thinks that's gonna be the best hug that's ever happened.
21 hits.
21 hits.
She just lays you out with an arm to the chest, like hits you hard, sends you down to the ground, and then she like goes up from there, climbs the turnbuckle, and does this wicked backflip off of it.
Oh.
Like, you see her foot come in the air, roll a dexterity save.
What? That's not how you do give a hug. I don't know how that's going. But, fucking hell. It's 11. Does that mean she gives me a backflip hug?
As she brings herself around, her knee positioned to slam your chest, you definitely roll out of the way, sending her into a hard fall onto the mat. seems to daze her, make an athletics check.
Oh, I got this one. Blumpkin did track in high school. Let's see. I got a 2.
You move, you see this opportunity.
You gave me these dice, Katie.
I have others.
And she, like, pulls you around and, pulls you into, like, another grapple herself, and she goes, "What the hell? You were supposed to take that hit so I could roll into a penitent. Do you even read the script?"
Penitent. Penitent. I don't know what's about to happen here. I know what's going on. I'm honestly not even really sure where I am most of the time. But I know you need to teach me how to do that backflip after this. That's all I'm saying.
You know, my brother spoke so well of you guys. Dave always had a soft spot for amateurs.
Murderball Dave!
Now let me out so I can tag in Dante.
That's a deep cut. I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do? My tag?
All right. You do whatever
break
you
the hole. Break gotta the hold.
And I say, wait, but before I break the hole, I say, you mean Murderball Dave from that one Twitch stream we did with D&D Corso where we played a game called Murderball with a player, a good friend of ours named Murderball Dave?
Can I roll?
The
very same? All right.
And you break the thing and then click.
Exposition.
Wait.
Your perspective shifts again, and you're no longer...
Oh,
God damn it! Okay.
I'm sorry. We have to understand. So that's a big... That was a crossover. That's like the equivalent of like Spider-Man showing up in the MCU for the first time. Like, that was a huge crossover of universes.
Okay.
Okay.
I love Murderball Dave so much. Okay.
We gotta call Eric.
Yeah.
your perspective shifts again, and you're standing in the atrium of what appears to be Fine Mansion House. Helvetica Blumpkin, you feel a little anxious as you stand across from Tony, who stands next to a pedestal on top of which rests.
Wait. Okay, perception check. What are we wearing now? What's the
roll,
outfit?
Roll perception.
Okay. That's a nat one.
Yeah.
What is? Does that mean you're wearing something stupid, or you just don't know? It's like the Emperor's New Clothes type situation.
I have like a
coat
of shame on. I'm just like, I don't know.
Very high collar.
It's very high collar.
And I got a 17, so you know.
You realize that you are. I mean, Blumpkin, you are always like bare chested.
Yeah, you know it, though.
But you are wearing.
I do
like,
a little peck dance.
The tuxedo equivalent of bare chested.
I would like you to paint a picture with your words immediately as to what that looks like.
I'm picturing Chippendales. I'm doing Chippendales.
Like this fine little bow tie.
The bow tie and like cuffs.
Bow tie, cuffs, and like somehow you have a lapel.
like no jacket. It's just
wrapped and buttoned around you, but otherwise naked.
Okay. What about, so waist down?
Waist down, you have, it would be tuxedo pants.
It's like Hulk pants, they're all like torn.
You clearly have like hulked out in them. They did not torn out around the edges.
All right.
You stand across from Tony, who stands next to a pedestal on top of which rests a single red rose. For a moment, you see letters float across the screen, a graphic reading, The Bachelor Corn. As it fades away, Tony addresses you both. Helvetica Blumpkin.
No.
It's been so wonderful getting to know you both over the last few weeks.
You
have so much
both.
To offer, and I would be so lucky to ride off to in the sunset with either of you upon my back.
Oh,
unfortunately, the producers have only provided me with this single rose, which I must make this final decision. Now, for the last time, I invite you both, woo me. Woo me with your words.
God damn it.
Okay, you're going first.
All right, can I roll? Helvetica's gonna look at Tony, and she's gonna say, wait, how long have we been here?
For weeks.
For weeks?
Yeah. I don't think that really is scant, because
this has been an entire season of The Bachelor Corn. You were the last contestants, right?
Yeah, I remember.
There were others before, right?
I remember the hot tub. You know, I remember the other hot tub.
I remember there was that
Casey girl, right?
There was a there was a third hot tub. I remember
NPC.
Other than I'm not entirely sure how we got here, but there is one thing that I'm sure. I'm getting that goddamn rose, Helvetica. And I slap her in the knee real quick to try to get her to like go down, but I don't actually slap her. It's like I pull my punch. Because I'm scared of hurting Helvetica all the time.
You gotta woo Tony.
Fine.
What do you have to say to me, Blumpkin? Woo me.
All right. So, why am I doing this? Do you ever see that? Do you ever see the Chippendale skit on SNL?
Yeah.
Anybody see that skit? Should I do actually do it? I don't know.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have anything else? Do I have any other dance moves?
Make a performance.
Oh, God, not on your foot! Stop it!
I'm
gonna get so injured.
Make a performance check with advantage.
Eric, how'd you hurt your... With advantage! God, Eric, how'd you injure your foot? Oh, I had to woo a friggin' unicorn. So
I was dressed like Chris Farley, and I had to woo a unicorn.
It is very moist.
It is
down in a van by the river.
That is a 10. Oh, it's advantage. So 10. Oh, no, 5.
So Tony is looks at you and he's clearly like a little choked up by this. Like he's. And Helvetica, it's your turn.
I know. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Helvetica wordlessly goes I will thong you. Okay. All right. Okay. Helvetica goes. Do I still have my bag? Do I have my bag of stuff?
Yes,
okay. She rummages around in her bag and she pulls out like a small box. And I just want to be very clear. It's just like a box. But then Helvetica casts Thaumaturgy on it. I will remind you, I can create an instantaneous sound that originates from a point of choice within range.
Do a fart!
And so Helvetica casts Thaumaturgy, and she just holds the box up above her head. Like, yeah. And a song begins to play.
What's
right.
Grand facade, so soon will burn. Without a voice, without a
stage.
And he swallows heavily and he takes the rose between his teeth and the vegetable goes, I have come.
Yeah.
And click.
Ah!
You know, roses don't really taste that good anyways.
Whoa, but Christopher Fake is out there with that big Donnie reveal, didn't he? That was pretty crazy, huh, Katie?
Say it with me. Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. I was late. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, Katie, did you know that we're going on tour?
What?
Yeah, we're going on tour.
Where? When? What are we talking about? I need a lot of details.
I'm glad you asked. If you go to infinitequestpodcast.com and click on tour dates, you can see the whole list of all the places we're going to go, when we're going to be there. It's going to be great. We're going to be doing live podcast recordings. We're going to be doing live D&D. We're going to be talking neurodivergence and gaming. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be fun.
And sometimes we're going to be talking neurodivergency and kink.
What?
The grown-up conventions.
Oh, yeah.
Also, does that list of conventions involve me remembering which ones I've already bought flights for?
Does it? I don't know.
That'd be great.
Oh yeah, no, it doesn't, Katie. That's us. We got to do that. That's okay. our jobs. Okay. Anyways, without further ado, back to the episode. Come to our tour.
Transition.
You know, roses don't really taste that good, anyways.
We watch a jazzy band play a sweeping, upbeat intro as we see Tony on stage, positioned comfortably behind a desk. The audience applauds and cheers as the band quiets. Hey everybody, good evening and welcome back to the two-night show. Our first guests are not just two of the greatest adventurers in the world, but two of the most talented, entertaining individuals we've ever seen on our program. Ladies and gentle thems, put your hands together for Helvetica and Blunk.
No, perception check. Is there an audience? I want to perception check, see if there's an audience. That's a dirty 20.
It's a dirty 20.
Yeah. Is there an audience?
It takes you a moment. As you look by on the bright lights of the studio toward the crowd beyond, you realize that the crowd, the audience there are people there.
Okay.
But similar to the wrestling ring, there's no structure.
What's going on?
And I'm like,
in fact, as you like look beyond it, as you look beyond, like there are lights that are shining on you, and everything beyond that is dark.
Okay.
But as you sort of like look in that the barrier between the two, you realize that there is a barrier there. There's something nearly invisible, only the slightest shimmer of movement.
Predator.
What?
Like Predator, he's got a telltale sheen.
Oh yeah, okay.
The telltale sheen of the Predator.
It's a great
references are just getting older and older.
Right?
I know. I have the same disease as Benjamin Button, I'm actually 80.
That's true.
The band picks up again and it's a curtain parts and you find yourself, you know, gazing out.
And I'm like, Helvetica, pay attention, we're on the two night show.
Welcoming you and escorting you over to a couple of chairs to join in.
Before Blumpkin sits down, he says, this one's for you, Rhonda. He doesn't really know why he says that, but it's in there somewhere. And he goes, this one's for you, Rhonda. And he attempts a goddamn back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's going to do it. Yeah, he's going to do it this time.
Eric, for the people who don't know, how many times has Blumpkin successfully executed a
zero back? Times.
Okay. How many times has Blumpkin Pumpkin attempted a backflip.
Too many to count. Roll two. Higher than he can count.
Is this going
to
be it?
Yeah, this is going to be it.
Oh,
this
God. Oh, God. Clap your hands if you believe. Okay, come on. Wait, no, use this. Use that one. Use
oh, yeah.
One.
Okay. Plus athletics. That would be a 10?
Yeah, you make it most of the way around.
Damn it! Every time I get so close.
And then proceed to, like, land hard on your face.
All right, but here's the thing. Every single time, Blumpkin thinks that's what a backflip is supposed to be. So he's stoked on it. He wakes up, he's like, yeah, to that show! And he jaunts on over. And I want to make it clear, he's still wearing the Chippendales outfit.
And Tony greets you guys as you make yourself comfortable. He says, well, I cannot tell you how excited I am to have you here with us tonight. The anticipation in the studio has been palpable. I've never seen the captive audience so roiled up.
Plappable.
Palpable. It means that you can feel it.
You feel it.
Oh, so I'm palpable?
Yes.
Okay. Are cakes palpable?
Yes.
I'm done.
It was such a good bit, though. Why would you stop?
Listing objects.
We've got a lot of ground to cover this evening, but I want to make sure we took the time to discuss your most recent adventures. Can you tell us about your current mission?
Oh, yeah, there's all these...
Nope. Blah.
Am I not supposed to tell?
Can I roll an investigation check and see if, like, is this actually Tony?
Roll.
Well, I don't know what that
although, that would be mind-blowing if it wasn't.
Roll an insight check instead.
I'm going to take my +5 all the way to the bank.
What is classified
with
mean?
A fucking 4, so that's 9. Cool. Never mind. Cool.
You believe that this is Tony and that you are on the two-night show?
Yeah.
And that like... there's maybe some things happening weird in your peripheral, but like this is the mission. This is where you are.
Yeah, Helvetica, you're not gonna stop course questioning everything. You gotta let loose, you know? We're on the Two Night Show, the most famous show in all the world spelled with a U, and it's gonna be great, all right?
How long has it been on the air, Blumpkin?
It's been on the air since as long as I can remember, so like 3 weeks ago at least.
All right.
It's going to be a great time. So first off, missions are great. First thing you do, they give you like a vanilla folder, and they put it in front of you, and it says in big red letters, it says classified. And I think that means...
Do an insight check.
You can only talk about it in class.
Oh, I can't do anything. Fuck. Okay.
Fuck me. 11?
With an 11, as you say that, you get this flash in your head of... being in Knucklenut's office, Knucklenut is their handler, and him throwing this file in front of you, and you can't remember much about the discussion or whatever, but you remember looking in the audience, and you remember seeing the words captive audience on the file.
Yeah, so there was something about a captain of an audience, I think is what it was. And it was a really good time. There was a guy with a person with a trackhorn hat. I imagine they were the captain.
You are here with the captive audience now.
I'm here with the captain of the audience.
They clearly so pleased that.
I do remember the one with the frogs. You know, when we did the mission with all the frogs, I think they're still backstage. We were going to bring them out, but I didn't have enough room in my pockets. It was a good time. It just started raining frogs one day. I don't know what happened. I found this tome in a cave, and I touched it, and I tried to read it, and then there was just frogs all over the place. I don't know what happened.
Is something the matter, Helvetica? Is something getting you down?
She looks like into the audience, and she can't really see, and she's like, she's like looking at the scene. She's looking at Tony. She's like, "Well, Tony. The thing of it is we've been friends for a long time, haven't we?"
Yes, we've known each other back and forth through the days.
And why wouldn't you know what the mission is?
Hey, yeah.
Well, of course I know the mission is. You've told me all about the mission. In fact, we have some exclusive footage for the mission right now.
What?
How about it, folks? You want to sneak peek behind the curtain?
Yeah.
All right, and with that, we cut away.
Son of a bitch!
You guys.
No. Is that a click?
Okay.
You shift, though, from the studio.
Okay.
To see Helvetica, Blumpkin, and Tony wandering through a heavily wooded area. Blumpkin, Helvetica, you feel a strange, surreal sensation as you're not simply watching this footage, you're experiencing this moment suspended somewhere between now and memory.
What the fuck?
Tony speaks up, his voice a little anxious. Knucklemutt says we shouldn't be far from what we're looking for. All those missing people, they disappeared somewhere around here.
Knucklenuts. I know someone named Knucklenuts. Do you remember that? He was he looks like a refrigerator.
Yeah, square fellow
lives in a...
Wait, Tony, sorry, you said that, how many people?
I don't know, I mean, at least, like, there's gotta be at least 30, maybe more. I mean, it depends on how many people are, you know, watching elsewhere, I guess. We're looking for this captive audience.
Helvetica.
Yes.
Do you... I don't know why this just came up to me, but I mean this. Do you remember a volcano at some point? A volcano. Remember big fire?
We all know about the volcano.
We all remember the volcano because it's hazy. I remember the volcano. Right. Nothing after that.
What are you guys on? What is going on with you?
There are fumes at the volcano.
And finally, you break. You approach a break in the tree line and brush, approaching a large open field. Tony speaks up as you move a step beyond. Heads up, guys. Your badges are on. And he's right. Your ADHD and D badges, which glow brighter in the presence of unregistered anomalies, are bright lit.
Shit.
Make a perception check.
I didn't know we were going to actually, like, develop the world. I'm like, dude.
Do you know we're going to actually,
this is all
like,
referencing, like, a lot of D&D. Stuff.
Nine.
Fuck. 12.
Yeah, 12.
Blumpkin, you notice the ground and grass.
I always notice the grass.
Oddly grass here. More than that, as you step across it, your feet nearly, like, slip out from under you. There's, in fact, you do. You sort of fall back, and as you, like, hit the ground, you notice that, like, there's something sticky slick about the ground, like,
ooze.
DM, call me.
Yes, how about that?
Okay, can I roll an investigation check or something to see if it is the same stuff that was on Casey when we found Casey in the dumpster, which if you weren't here yesterday, that makes no sense.
Yes.
Okay.
You need to ditch those die. In fact, let's get all of you advantage because those dice are clearly cursed.
No.
Right. Oh my god.
That was a natural one, just
can't
so you know.
Can't
okay.
Can't
okay. All right. Okay. Well, I don't know. That is a two. That's a two.
It's a two.
So.
I gave you my zero dice.
Crushing it.
I'll be nice in this instance. As you like pick him up, you realize, it's the same ruse.
Okay.
And in fact, like, you with your perception check, you like one kid like trips and falls and can barely see it. You see it for a moment. You gaze across the field. You see something strange. Bodies.
What?
Lots of them.
Like
unmoving, suspended. Not just on the ground, but above tens, maybe hundreds of them. Eyes open, watching, waiting.
Oh, I Jesus. Hate this.
But before you can make sense of what you're seeing, what you're witnessing here,
Blumpkin's about to try to use the ground as a landslide.
Descends upon you.
A what?
The
Sorry?
Sky, the world turning black and white, is here, the hiss of wind around you.
What?
And everything goes black. Can you hear?
God.
There it is. I knew it was coming too.
Damn it. Okay.
So Blumpkin didn't have time to try to use the ground as a slip and slide? He didn't have time to do that?
No, incidentally, he did not. But suddenly you're no longer in the studio, but outside, okay. Positioned on a platform overlooking a sprawling, colorful obstacle course. Obstacles appear mostly harmless cushion spinners and a big bouncing balls. Meant to be precariously left around and across on the way to the finish line, with large pools of water underneath to catch anyone who might fall. The
is
audience
this...
hears as you hear Tony's voice introduce you both. Next on the swipe out course, it's Helvetica and Blumpkin!
Hey!
And I'm gonna need a couple volunteers.
Is this like, this is gonna be...
Is this like most extreme elimination challenge?
Do we get to have little speeches before?
You.
You in the back. Come on.
He didn't hide those from us, by the way. They've just been in our room.
No, they've just been inexplicably just like, in our room for... Okay. Just applause for the pants.
A quick rules thing.
Hey, Dixie got pants. Those are good pants.
No blows to the front of the face, okay?
Okay.
No blows to the front of the face.
I'm Eric.
We met the pool friends.
As they make their way through the obstacle course, there may be times where I go bonk.
Oh.
God.
When that happens, feel free to act accordingly.
I have a cane.
Oh, God.
Hey, watch out!
Oh, God.
I'll be gentle.
Roll an athletics check.
I need it for my own self. You hear me as the light turns from red to green, and you are at the start of the obstacle course.
What?
And there's a balance beam ahead of you swinging pendulums going back and forth in your way. Three athletics checks.
Oh, well, first off, I just want to point out that my helmet, I put stickers on it. I've been preparing for this. I've just been waiting for this moment my whole life. You see that mud down there? I'm going to eat it.
That's a 13, a 9, and an 11.
Wait, what check are we doing again?
Athletics.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a 14, a 10, and a 12.
15, 11, 10.
Okay. As you're there are two different balance beams. You're sort of going across the course together next to each other. You come across the first pendulum, and Helvetica, bonk! You're like off balance for a second, but you managed to correct.
Right.
Blumpkin, you managed to dodge the first one.
Oh!
But as you like make your way to the second one, both of you just bonk.
Oh, you call that a bonk?
And
you...
You're momentarily like caught off guard by it, but you managed to
momentarily
like, hold on. Like you like Helvetica, you have to literally like get down and like hold on to the balance beam for a moment. But then you manage to get back up and you start crawling across, and then you're like almost to the end, and then bonk, both of you get in a third time.
You call that a okay. Yellow light.
You finish your thing first, because I gotta...
Oh, go ahead.
So as Helvetica is sort of, like, dodging and weaving very coolly and expertly, and she looks really cool and awesome doing it, I just want to be very clear about that. There's nothing awkward or unathletic about her. It's fine, I'm projecting. She sort of, like, she looks at Pumpkin, and she's like, Pumpkin, I realize that this is, perhaps not the right time to have this conversation, but...
Watch out for that one!
I'm starting to think that maybe something funny is going on.
Helvetica, this is hilarious. What are you talking about? Of course there's something funny going on.
And also, by the way, when I was warning you to watch out, it was for the very first one. I'm just now getting around
okay,
to
it was good.
About it.
Cool.
And suddenly you find yourself now in the next season of courses, which was with those... They're like giant round bowls that you have to leap across.
Oh,
Blumpkin takes a minute and just is in awe. It's like his eyes just widen, like his little puppy dog things, and goes,
Helvetica, I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. I'm going to eat those balls.
Giant round balls. Make some acrobatics check as you work to leap across these.
My acrobatics is like negative 17. Okay.
Three? Ooh,
okay. That's a dirty 20, baby! Okay. And a 5. Cool.
17.
So that's fun. That's fun for us. And a 17.
17 fortunate one.
Okay, Blumpkin, you are like
17.
You make your way You make your way across the first two, and then, like, as you are going for the last one, bonk, you like bounce awkwardly, but then you flop down on the other side, sort of like landing safely. Helvetica, you like expertly, like nimbly jump to the first one.
Oh, nimbly pimbly,
like,
baby.
You go to leap to the second one, and then you just face plant hard against it. Bonk.
Mine looked cool.
Helvetica looks into it.
Mine looked really cool. You looked dumb.
Rickfett, and you feel yourself slipping.
No!
Helvetica!
And then you manage to like pull yourself back up.
Okay.
And you get up and you jump the last one and you make it to the other side.
The best part about D&D is that we can pretend that I have upper body strength.
Same.
In D&D, anything is possible.
having gotten through that, you are now to the fan, which is it's a bunch of like it's like eight arms. Yeah, it's like that. Eight arms sticking out at different angles.
Okay.
Spin around in a
like
circle.
Like this way.
Like this.
It's not like Galaxy Quest.
He's
no.
Trained.
Okay, it's this
like
way.
This.
Okay.
But
okay,
there
got
is
it, got
there
it, got
is
it.
As it spins, there is a bar that goes like that you have to duck under, and there's another bar that you have to jump over.
That's
to, like,
too hard.
Get across it.
Blumpkin just like sits down and goes, Helvetica.
Helvetica sort of like straightens her skirts, and which but she's like, oh, that okay, no, retcon. Helvetica like takes a look and she's like, mm-mm, and she like reaches out, she fucking just tears off the bottom of her skirt and like makes it into pants. And it looks real cool and badass.
Yep, and make a few more athletics.
How many is that? Is that three DM?
Okay. Three? Okay.
That's a 11 and a natural 20 and 19.
Okay. Woo! Yeah. I mean,
nice.
You like as you like move to get on, you like bonk. There's a little bit. There's a temporary moment of like uneasiness as you almost fall over. But then as like the obstacles start coming away, you literally like the first one comes. And like you like dodge under it easily, and the second one comes, and you just like gracefully leap, and like land on the other side, like whatever. This is easy.
Do I like stick the landing like Simone Biles?
Absolutely.
Blumpkin has like just a little bit of an existential crisis, like he's seeing a new side to his friend, and he's just he goes to himself, and he goes like this. He goes, "All right, Barry, now's the time." And he like perks up a little bit.
All right, and
he calls himself Barry in his head.
I was gonna ask.
Barry for some reason.
That's right. Yes,
make three athletics.
I already did, and it was a nat 20, a dirty 21, and 12.
Okay, yeah.
Helvetica.
You mount the thing easily. You
always. Always.
Dodge under the first one easily, and then when you move to get the dismount, you trip a little bit. And
I always mess up the discount. I think that's why my wife left me.
You are now.
That was really sad.
You are now at the last stage of the course.
Oh god!
And this is the mountain, which is just this giant like hill that you have to climb. Think like the aggro crag.
That's exactly
okay.
Right.
From Guts.
Okay.
But as you climb, there are just these hammers and like things that pop out from every turn and just bonk.
Oh no!
Bonk.
Wait, they're
bonking
us?
Yeah.
Those are all bonks?
No, I can't. That's what I cast, spiritual guardian.
I don't cast anything. I'm just
spirits
taking it.
Come forth to protect me. They flit around me majestically for the duration for 15 feet. So fuck off,
Hammer.
Helvetica,
I'm learning something
spiritual
about
guardian.
Myself.
Spiritual guardian.
I'm learning stuff about myself.
Right,
I didn't want to know.
Okay.
Just kidding. I did want to know.
And as you guys near the top, this like big sweeping thing comes and big bonk, last bonk, knocks you guys wholesale off the mountain. It seems like it would have been impossible for you to pass this thing. As you plummet toward the pool, you have a horrible moment of realization and recognition.
What?
This pool is a giant box below you, like a giant square.
Okay.
And despite all the movement of various elements and obstacles, of course, the water below is horribly still, as if
oh no! Oh no!
At all. More than that, you can see, similar to how you'd seen before, both in your memory and the audience and all these things, you can see figures suspended in this clear substance watching you. They're all floating there, gazing up at you wide-eyed. They smile and laugh at your plight, and you feel yourself being pulled towards them so horribly close to joining the captive audience. And then, click.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
Thank you. Woo! Yay! Thank you. Thank you. I'll call you.
Okay.
Suddenly, Helvetica Blunk, you're on the main deck. What you can only figure must be some sort of airship. Banner, which are A-folk. Humanoids work frantically to keep the ship afloat and on course. The more slender, agile ones leaping with grace between the various sails and breaking points, while the larger, stockier counterparts man the cannons and wheels. You can hear dramatic, almost frenzied music and realize that the ship is under attack. Winged serpents flutter and fly all through the sky surrounding the ship, settling small fires with their breath and causing chaos at every turn.
Okay.
Finally, Tony bursts from the deck proclaiming, "Enough is enough. I've had it with these mouth-firing drakes on this monkey-flying zeppelin." Roll initiative.
This is where Blumpkin pulls a banana out of his pocket and goes, "Helvetica, you have to hide this right now. You have to hide this now. I have so many."
It's a 17.
That's a 13.
And as you ready your weapons, the drake circling in, the world starts to fade to black.
I told you to hide the goddamn banana.
But before it can go completely dark, you hear Tony's voice cut through. "Wait, no. Fudge that." Tony's voice suddenly cuts through the darkness. "Something is very fundamentally wrong here."
You can't swear, Tony. It's PG-13.
But the darkness continues to descend.
You got like three words left now.
The darkness continues to descend, and once again, you see the words "next time on ADHD&D Captive Adventure."
Oh, boy.
We see the battle ensue with Tony shouting over the chaos. Helvetica and Blumpkin can interject as they see fit. There's something...
I must say in this moment that I told you so.
This is some...
What did you tell me? What and when did you tell me? At what point? Write it down. Put it in a letter. Send it with an owl or something. Harry Potter crossover. What up?
We gotta get the
Fruity Pebbles. I don't understand. We can't understand you, Tony. I'm sorry.
Man, why couldn't we have ended up on Skinamax? God.
Hey, if you don't want me to touch your horn, say a swear word. If you don't want me to. If you don't, oh yeah, there you go. That's good.
You two knock it off.
God dang it, Blumpkin!
We're playing Unicorn Billions later.
And the world goes dark and quiet until next time. All right,
oh, boy, that's sure some exciting stuff, isn't it, Katie?
It was.
I can't wait to find out what happens. I also can't wait to find out what that gelatinous stuff tastes like.
I hope it tastes like pineapple.
I think it might. I'm thinking like more of a green apple.
Like a sherbet.
Yeah, I think it's going to taste like success.
I'm going to say sherbet or
sherbet. Anyways, thank you so much for being here, everybody. Stay tuned next Tuesday for the conclusion of ADHD&D Captive Audience. We'll also be back this Thursday with a regular Thursday episode where we're going to talk about ADHD stuff. But until then, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. Be kind to yourself. Take some meds. Take your meds. Take your meds. Just want to be clear. Drink some water. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. We love you.